Hello everybody, my name is George from Ireland. Welcome back to the channel and please subscribe. Please comment your thoughts as we're going along. So it's occasional that one gets good news, and there was some good news a little while ago, and that was it said that injured Palestinian children will be soon brought to the United Kingdom. And sometimes I just think that, you know, that good things just don't happen in politics. Well, I really hope it happens. There are just so many disappointments. So up to 50 injured Palestinian children. But when a lot of our MPs, and give them credit where it's due, it's very rare, but you have to hand it to them, Labour MPs mostly saying this, because, you know, the healthcare system in Gaza has been systematically destroyed. You know, hundreds of doctors and nurses murdered, almost every hospital bombed, almost every clinic bombed. It's absolutely sickening. The Israelis deliberately cutting off supplies of medicine, of medical equipment, and so on. So there's just the most appalling suffering. Now, partly because of the murders and the mutilations that the Israelis have deliberately inflicted upon civilians on an absolutely enormous scale, and then preventing the alleviation of suffering, people who are wounded but could have been saved and weren't saved because Israel purposefully cut off supplies of medicines, murdered the medical staff who would have saved people, is absolutely revolting. How barbaric. It's just cruel beyond belief. So it's difficult not to be furious about this, to be so saddened. These most appalling acts of savagery inflicted every single day on a defenseless people. And, you know, it doesn't matter who is suffering. It doesn't matter who is inflicting. I would say about this, if it was Buddhists who were doing it to, you know, Jehovah's Witnesses or something like that, or if it was Paraguayans doing it to Tajiks or whatever. So not being anti-Israeli, anti any nationality or anti any religion. And when I say Israelis, I'm not blaming all Israelis, or maybe even most Israelis, but got to be frank, that at least a large minority of Israelis are openly pro-genocide. 47% of them said the opinion poll, 47% they would support killing every single person in Gaza. Wow. Wow, it's staggering. And the others, some will say, well, not every single person, just most of them are only half or something like that. But of course, there's a small minority of valiant Israelis, and no praise is too high for them, who raise their voices to speak out for humanity and the noblest Judaic principles. And the others are absolute disgrace. I know they're good and evil people of every ethnicity, of every nationality, and of every religion. But it behoves the United Kingdom to try and save these children, especially the United Kingdom, was one of those countries that supplied the weapons that committed the murders or the injuries. And some of these little kids will doubtless have been mutilated with British supplied weapons when His Majesty's government knew exactly what was going to happen. And it's happened many, many times before. So it's absolutely revolting. So the World Health Organization says, you know, we need to bring these children out. So 96 MPs voted that for this, said that the healthcare system has been decimated. Well, that is a gross understatement. Do they not realize that decimation means killing one in 10? It's an awful lot more of the doctors and nurses. So there's Project Pure Hope. So they urgently need life-saving medical care. And then it's revolting to see that Marco Rubio, the US Secretary of State, has canceled the visas for these children. Who are going to go to the United States, and saying, oh, because the adults accompanying them, okay, maybe they cannot be accompanied by adults, or the organizations that are sponsoring them, taking it out on the little kids. Wow. I mean, just an egregious act of cruelty. It was totally unnecessary. Hamas, 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 always scapegoating Hamas, not the one who's actually carrying out the murders. So the attacks of the 7th of October were appalling, hundreds of civilians killed, and 251 people taken hostage. Yes, bad at all that is. That was actually negligible compared to what Israel has done since. You know, Israel's killed, is it 100 times more? 100 times more. I'm sorry to say, I predicted, I said it just on the 7th of October on this channel, they will kill 100 times more civilians than that were killed of theirs. And they did it in 2009. So it's revolting. It just beggars belief they should get away with this. And certain politicians in the United States and in other countries are lining up to say this is the right thing to do. Michael Gove, that absolute monster, said that he fully supports the IDF. Wow, wow. Ben Shapiro says that he celebrates. You got that? Celebrates the actions of the IDF, the willful murder of tens of thousands of civilians. I know civilians always get killed in war. That's not a good thing. It's a bad thing. Militaries must try very, very hard to minimize civilian deaths. I know they can't always avoid them. There really is collateral damage. There's a proper military target to kill the enemy. All right, there are military personnel in there, but a civilian too. And you might say that's ethical and even legal to kill that civilian if it's a byproduct of killing, of destroying a proper military target or destroying a legitimate military target. But some of the blast kills a civilian who's nearby. And yes, that's terrible, but the objective was not to kill civilians. But this is not that. It's going out of their way to kill civilians. Wow. And the kidnapping of thousands of Palestinians, the wide-scale use of torture, they've been filmed, it's been broadcast them, publicly humiliating Palestinians, tormenting them. It's just absolutely outrageous. It makes my blood boil. And there are more things. When that Israeli soldier happened to be filmed, inadvertently was filmed raping a Palestinian whom he'd kidnapped. And then this guy, he was briefly arrested, huge demonstrations to release him. He was set free, never to face justice for the crime he committed on camera. And then he goes around touring the TV studios. He's hailed as a national hero. I mean, how sick can you get? Wow. And, Netanyahu has openly said this is like Amalek. And anybody knows the Old Testament will know this, when the ancient Israelites annihilated another tribe and things like that. And, Israeli civilians openly saying even the Palestinian children are our enemies, and so on. The president of Israel saying that we will break their backbone. So this is absolutely egregious. This goes far, far beyond any legitimate military response. So yes, I decry terrorism, and that's what the IDF is carrying out right now. Hamas is doing almost no fighting at all. Almost all being killed, injured, or taken prisoner. They've got almost nothing to fight with, so they're just not a threat to us. It's preposterous. All these comparisons to the Second World War. Palestine is not a superpower. Germany was a superpower. This conflict did not begin on the 7th of October 2023. It goes back perhaps a century, and so on. Germany was not illegally occupied in 1939, whereas Palestine is. Germany did not lose 90% of its territory right before the Second World War, whereas Palestine has lost about 90% of its territory through the 20th century and so on. The Germans were not attacked every single day. The civilians were not murdered every single day in the run-up to 1939, whereas Palestinian civilians are murdered all the time in the West Bank even before 2023 and so forth. There was not this apartheid system discriminating against Germans in their historical homeland in 1939. So the comparisons are completely bogus. There were no state-of-the-art weapons, guided systems, laser systems, and so on in the 1940s as there are now. Israel's all constantly bragging they've got the most sophisticated military technology in the world with pinpoint accuracy. Therefore, when they murder civilians, it's not a mistake. They're doing it deliberately. They know precisely what they're doing. Anyway, free Palestine, have mercy on these little children. The United Kingdom is partly historically responsible for this terrible, terrible injustice, and you won't hear me say that very often. And so, for Bush, partly clear up the mess. I'm right wing, I'm a low tax person, all the rest. But yes, I would be willing to pay a tiny bit more tax to relieve this just appalling, unimaginable suffering. So please have a heart, do what you can to save Palestine. I always hear a country has the right to live secure in its borders. That's true of Palestine as well as Israel. The right to defend itself. Well, that's true of Palestine, which is a nation by really any definition. Thank you very much on my channel. Okay, goodbye.